Hello, hello. Long time no see. I hope you're all well. We're going to get straight into this one, really. I'm not going to waste much time. Today, because it's been a while, I've kind of stolen the idea from the likes of Lad Bible and these places. They do something called an honesty hour, where they basically just ask quite deep questions and you just answer them with brutal honesty. So I think that's the route we're going to go with today. I found a whole bunch of questions. I'm just going to see how many I can answer in a 30-minute window. The good thing with these questions is that you can almost answer along with yourself and see, am I similar to you? Do we have differences? I'm going to try and explain my answers too. So, yeah, we'll get onto that in just a second, but I hope you're all well. I'm going to try and be a bit more consistent with this. Work life has been mental for the last 2 months. I've had trips, I've had planning, I've had lots of things going on, and also just a little bit of procrastination and laziness with this, really, if I'm being honest. But no, I think I need this back in my life. I think just a little bit of stability in terms of talking to myself into a microphone in front of my laptop. I think that provides a little bit of solace. But yeah, I hope you're all well. Without further ado, let's just crack on. So this is, I say, Honesty Hour. It's probably the best title for it. Question one. What's your favourite quality about yourself and your least favourite? Kicking off with a belter. I'd say my favourite quality about myself is probably my patience. I feel I'm quite a patient person, a tolerable. I tolerate a lot of things from people. I feel I'm a good listener. I think they're my main things, really. Least favorite, I would say, is I take things very personally. Even if not on the surface, I find when I kind of come to deep things, I take things very personally, whether it be professionally, friendships, relationships, etc. Something I kind of deal with and compartmentalize and sort out myself. I don't really let it out. I think that's, yeah, mainly that. I think I've gotten better at kind of telling people when I'm not feeling great or whatever, but usually I try and just figure it out myself. Question two. What is something that makes you feel unstoppable? Wow. I think something that makes me feel unstoppable is, it's going to sound really cliched, but when I'm at work, like when I'm on the football pitch, I think that's my sort of comfortable place, sort of happy place. I feel in that sort of moments, I feel very alive. I feel very like full of energy. I think that's probably where I'd feel unstoppable. I feel very confident. I feel very at ease with myself. I feel very, very energized and very into what I'm doing. And I feel very passionate about what I do. So I think that's where I'd feel unstoppable. Question three. What three words would you use to describe yourself? I'd use genuine, patient, and a third would probably be, I'd like to say, funny, humorous. I'd try to find the positives in that side and try to find the funny side of things. So yeah, they're probably three: genuine, patient, and funny. Funny's a really rubbish word though. I need to check the dictionary or the thesaurus for that. Number four, would you call yourself brave? Yeah, I think so. Considering moving halfway across the world, all the stuff of the last year, really the last 20 years, all the decisions I've made have been quite bold. So I think so. I think I'm a brave person in that side of things. Yeah. Question five. When do you feel the safest? I feel the safest. Oh, that's a good question. When do I feel safest? I feel safest sort of on my own, I think. No. I feel safest when I'm, I think when I'm at my mum and dad's house. I feel that's where I'm the most secure in that side of things. When I'm on my own, yeah, I guess so, but I'd say more so at mum and dad's house, I think. Yeah, I think so. Question 6. What is your favourite childhood memory? Ooh, I should have really thought these out before I did this. Favourite childhood memory, I would go for just what comes up in the top of my head. I'll tell you what comes up actually. Going to football on a Saturday with dad. Going to like non-league grounds. You go to like Basingstoke or go to like Thurrock or spend a lot of time at Crawley. They're the sort of ones that stick out to me really. I remember scoring my first ever goal in a football match when I was 9 years old. Went to deal with a short corner. First time left foot over the goalkeeper. Oh, I was buzzing. Absolute worldie. That was a good memory. I think kind of they're very football related really. Either going with dad to football or yeah, I think just being at football, playing football. I remember winning the league when I was about 12, 13. That was a good day. We won 4-2, I played at the back. Yeah, I think they're the sort of memories that stick with me, that pop out straight away. What is your biggest life regret so far? I've learned to believe I've learned to believe that all of my decisions up until this point have led me to where I am now, good or bad. So I think I don't have anything I regret. Maybe kind of how I've dealt with situations with people in the past. Maybe. Not like anything major or crazy. I think, yeah, I'm not a very regretful person. I often think sometimes, what if this, what if that? But that's more from just an overthinking, overanalyzing perspective rather than a regretful perspective. So yeah, I'm not a very regretful person. Number 8, what is something you're really bad at? Don't say golf. I think saving money. Horrendous saving money. Awful. Always been terrible. Yeah, saving money. After that, goes straight up there. Number 1. I'm also really bad at managing my emotions internally. Externally, I'm quite good. Internally, I can stew on things a lot. I think, yeah. And procrastinating. I procrastinate a hell of a lot. Considering I try and seem like I do a lot, I think I procrastinate way too much. Huh. What do you look for when finding new friends? Question number 9. I just look for people who are not trying too hard to be liked. You know the situations and everyone's been in them. You almost trying too hard to be outwardly positive and for people to go, oh, lucky, he's all right, he is. I look for people who feel like genuine. I feel like they are. I could see them on a Tuesday evening and then see them on a Sunday morning and it'd just be the same. So I quite like that about people. I think my friends here and my friends back home are very much like that. Everyone has their own sort of capes they put on, don't get me wrong, and their own masks they wear. But typically I find people I've gotten along with really well, especially in recent times, have just been themselves. I just feel that sort of genuineness about them. Question 10. Does your family have any big traditions? Sunday dinner? Yeah, Sunday dinner. Being at home at Christmas. That's pretty much it, I think. I think that's quite standard across the board. Like New Year's, not really anymore. I've not really spent any New Year's at home. I don't know when the last time I spent New Year's at Mum and Dad's house was, actually. Cool, not for a few years. Christmas, spent every year at home, Christmas. I think that's a tradition. And then Sunday dinners, having like a Sunday roast or one of something Mum or Dad's made. That's probably more tradition-filled, really. Number 11, do you have any characters in your family? Yes. It's full of them. If we go from the ground up, my youngest sister is a character, a big character. My brother is a big character. My middle sister is a lot like me. We're very similar in that sense. She's more relaxed than that, which can be a big character, but very just reserved in what she does. Mum is I'm like my mum. Kind of both worry a lot, but she thinks of everybody else before herself. And dad's a character. Gone from playing football to then reverting to Islam. Yeah, he's a character. Bless him. So yeah, the answer to that question is yeah, plenty. Number 12. What's your favourite nickname someone has given you, and how did you get it? Boffer. When I was a kid, I used to be called Boffin through being clever at school, and then that became Boffer. So Boffer was one for a long time that I've got. Still every now and again get called Boffer every now and again, but not as often now. Trying to think of other ones. A kid called me My G Bills once, and that stuck in one of the houses I lived in. That was an episode. But yeah, I think Boffer wins it. 13. Are you a good gift giver? At Christmas and birthdays, no. If I'm buying for one person, I can be on the money. But when it comes to like a Christmas or something like this, I'm horrendous. Birthdays, not great. But like if it's like getting something for somebody, when you're just out and about and you think of something, I'm quite good at that. But yeah, the main events, shocking. I need to get better at that. Number 14, who do you admire most and why? Feels like I'm just talking about family here. I'd say my dad. Just through, he's lived 9 lives basically, and he always seems to come out on the positive and always come out trying to do his best. So I think that's one. I think my mum, I'd have to say. She was diagnosed with breast cancer about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, yeah, about that sort of time. To sort of sacrificing for me and my siblings, and then to deal with that on top of dealing with ill parents and stuff, as well as dealing with that and all the sort of dramas that's led, that's admirable. So nothing but sort of appreciation for her strength, really. So yeah, I'd say those two. I think they're my two. I'd have to go for them. 15. I'm lucky, not getting emotional anymore in this podcast. I've had enough of that. Question 15. Do you believe in astrology? Why or why not? No, I don't really. I find it kind of plays off of people's sense of wanting to find their identity. I think it's something that people try and read too much into it. Like, it's quite generic. It can be quite like misleading, really. I just find this like reading something on somebody going, oh, a Taurus does, they're fiery, or they're this, that and the other, and then someone just waits for a keyword and they go, oh, I'm kind of like that, so I am that. It's like me being the equivalent of going, oh, I'm blonde, so yeah, ignore my clumsiness. It just doesn't make sense to me. So I don't know enough about it to be able to have a proper go on it, but it's not for me, I don't think. 16. Have you ever had a spiritual experience? I don't think so. No, I don't think I have. I've watched my listeners now drop down now that I've spoken about astrology. 17. What's the quickest way someone can lose your trust? I would say if they tell me one thing to my face and then act differently. That is almost like the feeling of being either being thrown under the bus, like someone stitched you up, or that, or that, or I've, if I've, if they've told me one thing, they're saying I'm this, 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 and then all of a sudden they don't follow up on their words. That it winds me up. I just find it ridiculous. I just think it's something that's like, there's no need for it. So yeah, that's a big one, to kind of lose my trust there quickly. And it takes quite a lot to regain that. I think if I'm being black and white, it's when people take the piss. I think that's when I sort of really gets under my skin, that sort of people taking kindness for weakness. Yeah, that really does me in. Number 18. Where is one place you've always dreamed of going? I've had a bit of a fascination with Japan, really, for a long time, in terms of like the aesthetic. So I'd like to go there. Australia? That'd be cool. I've heard a lot of good things about Australia. I think, yeah, they're the main two, I think, really. Other places, not really come to mind, but I'm open to go anywhere since I moved out to the Middle East. Number 19, is it easy for you to accept help from people? No, I'm not great at that, if I'm honest. I find I don't want to burden people with my problems. So I just, which is probably not a healthy thing to do, really. But when I do have those moments, I try and just deal with them myself. I got better at it in maybe the last couple of years. I've gotten a lot better at just saying I'm feeling like this, which has helped. But then, yeah, mostly I'm not great at asking for help. I'll kind of put it out there and then hope it sticks. Number 20. If money were an object, what's the first thing you would buy? I'd get plane tickets just to go to the UK, to go elsewhere, go on study visits, go see some academies, go see some football clubs, and just have them create a bit of a trip. I think that would be my first thing I'd do. Yeah, have a bit of a holiday, because why not? Love a holiday. But then I'd fund that. That would be really cool to do. 21. Do you live by any particular mantra? A big one that's always stuck out with me has been comparison is the thief of joy. When it comes to looking at other people's lives, social media is really big on this. Looking at other people's lives, you're seeing often the sort of top 1% of some demographic, whether it be fitness, football, money, lifestyle. You're just seeing the top tier, or the perception of the top tier. So getting dragged down in comparing what I have to what they have doesn't help anyone, especially doesn't help me. So comparison is the thief of joy, takes away that thing of actually comparing, actually what have I got, what am I doing, am I grateful, can I do more of certain things, absolutely, but am I thankful for what I've got, am I happy with what I've got at the moment, and all these sort of things. I think that's the biggest one that sticks out all the time. There's probably other ones, but I'll have to try and find them. I put a lot up on Instagram and stuff. 22. If you started a business, what would it be? It'd either be like a coach education business. I don't really want to do a coaching company. Yeah, not really one for that, in my opinion. Doing my own thing, that is. So maybe like a coach education, maybe like a life coach, maybe, I don't know. Something like that. Something where I can kind of provide support for people. That'd be good. That's got me thinking now. 23. How would you spend your last day on Earth? Let's say panic aside. Let's just say it's just a regular day. I think it would be... I'm going to go like this. Let's just say without travel is no object, all this sort of thing. I'd wake up in the morning not feeling like P. Diddy anymore. Can't get that line off. Wake up. I'd go for a walk. Get a coffee, see the sunrise. That is just bliss. In the afternoon, I'd be sat with friends in a pub or a beer garden, couple of beers, bit of food, just chatting shit. That's just that I find that's just gives me so much joy. talking about all sorts, talking about life. Well, not much of life if it's your last day on Earth, but talking about life and all that sort of thing. Then the evening, back home, mum and dad's house, bit of dinner, bit of football on the telly, good laughs. I think that would do me for a last day on Earth. Happy days. 24. Do you consider yourself introspective? Massively introspective. Like, super, super introspective. I feel I'm very aware of how I am perceived by the world in sort of different social interactions, but also I'm very aware of how my actions are, the response of my actions on other people, whether it be working with kids, whether it be how I talk to colleagues, friends, strangers. I'm very aware of that, and I think that's both a gift and a curse. I think that is good for trying to make sure I'm a decent human being, but also I think it's something that I think is a curse, in the sense of I'm prone to overanalyzing. So yeah, I think I'm, to answer it, I'm very introspective. I think about my emotions all the time, positive and negative. 25. Do you enjoy being somewhere no one else knows you? I do. I like the freedom of starting again and being somewhere where I have no preconceived or pre-thought of feelings, emotions, etc., or people knowing me or whatever. It's quite freeing. So like going on holiday, for example, or when I moved to here, it was like starting again, and it was quite liberating. Like, if you've never done it before, go on a solo holiday, for example. You can do whatever you feel like, you do whatever you like. It's, yeah, I'd fully recommend. 26. What is your number one goal in life? My number one goal in life is to, I'd say, be able to, really basic, be able to make a living in the highest form of football I can. When I say make a living, I mean being well enough off to be comfortable in that side of life. I'd also just like, my number one goal, if I think that's more professional, but my number one goal, I would like to have a good ecosystem around me of people who I love and respect, and who love and respect me, and just be able to enjoy their company and enjoy my own company, really, and be at a point where no one's having to worry about anything major. We can have a laugh, we're a bit free to go have a coffee, go to the beach, or go have dinner, or go for a couple of beers, have deep conversations, have fun conversations. I'd like to find that sort of feeling within relationships, whether it be with my own family, whether it be with my friends. I think that's a really big one for me, I think, is to have the sort of tranquility in my day-to-day life, to be able to enjoy other people's company. That'd be good, I think so. But also, like, within professionally, I'd like to do what I said before. It's a tough question, though, bloody hell. Not really thought about that. 27. We're flying through these. I'm going to get to 30 minutes after. I reckon I can get through all these. How do you hope people describe you? I hope people would say I am genuine, or like authentic. I'd hope people would say that. I'd hope people would say that I am caring. And I'd hope people would say that I'm positive. Inshallah. Yeah, I'd hope so. That'd be an interesting question to ask people, actually. But I get quite uncomfortable receiving compliments and stuff. So, Yeah, I think so. That'd be nice. 28. Have you ever been in love? Yeah, I have. Before, years ago, and sort of your first puppy love sort of dating experiences, I thought that's what love was, but it wasn't. It was very much there. And that was very new, but I think in my previous relationship, I'd say I was. And yeah, comes with its positives, comes with its negatives when it ends, but yeah, I'd say I've experienced love for someone and receiving love from someone. 29. Do you want your own family someday? Yeah, I do. Asking me this question 5 years ago, I'd have told you no chance. But now I do. I think I've matured enough to understand that I would like that. In the next 6 months, no. But I would, it definitely within my 30s, definitely. I think that'd be something that would be, you know, like a mini me running around. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Someone I could actually beat at golf. Anyway, question 30. How do you define beauty in another person? Here we go. How do I define beauty in another person? I define beauty in somebody through, again, their authenticity. Obviously, you've got people who are attractive, don't get me wrong, but it can be very shallow. I find it beautiful in somebody who is comfortable in just being who they are. They could be an absolute liability. They could be very emotional, they could be very introspective, they could be very funny. If that's what you are, I really enjoy that, and I enjoy talking to people where I get to find out more about that. And like some of my favorite people in the world are just themselves now, the only one of them, and it's great to be able to experience, because I just have different experiences with all these different people. So yeah, I'd say beauty is more that inward, genuine, that authenticity, that sort of not afraid to be themselves, even if they don't think they're being true to themselves. They're very consistent with it. So I think that's it. 31. Do you think dreams have deeper meanings? Sometimes. This is coming quite ironic after talking about astrology and spirituality. I think especially when it's on the negative, I find often things you worry about tend to pop up in your dreams in quite extreme ways. But I think often it's your body's way of telling you, like, there's things you're not dealing with here. Yeah, I think so. Sometimes. Not all the time, though. Some, when people say, like, oh, you float in, it means you're this. Not entirely sure about that. I don't know enough about it to have a formal opinion on it. 32. Do you often give people second chances? I am a stickler. I give people millions of chances. Even when I should really shut the door on things, I'm like, no, God, yeah, you'll be all right. Come on, just try again. After I said about what makes me lose my trust in people, even after that, I still find I give them another chance, because I'd hope it'd be reciprocated. So, and might be just that I'm not blunt enough to kind of say, no, I'm not, can't accept this anymore. So yeah, that's probably the latter, really. 33. What do you think happens to us after death? This is a deep question. My honest answer, I think that is it. I think you have a finite time here, and when it's done, it's done. I'd love to believe there's something else, maybe over time, but I think that's it. Khalas, as they say. Yeah, I think that's it. 34. What do you think makes someone a good person? I think what makes someone a good person is their intention, the pure intentions. If somebody is trying to help you, but is very trying to show off that they're helping you, that I don't think that's very, that makes them a good person. I think that's like the sort of validation sort of thing from everybody, you know, like the sort of Instagram thing where people give money to homeless people but film it, like that it's a good act, but I don't think it makes you a good person because the sort of intentions are not pure. I think makes someone a good person is being aware of how other people are, being helpful to other people, being supportive of other people, being empathetic. I think that's what makes you a good person. And trying to have a impact on those around you in your own little world. I think that's what makes you a good person. 35, what are you most grateful for in life? I'm most grateful that I get to do what I love for a job. I get to run around with cones on my ears, kicking footballs around for a living in a different country. I'm so grateful for what I do. Even at times if it drives me mad, I find I'm so grateful for what I do. I'm also very grateful for sort of my family, my close friends, the friends I've made along the way, both in the UK, both out here in the Middle East. I find I've got a really good support network, so whether I'm on the up or on the down, I'm very appreciative of their support in different ways. Yeah, I think so. I think that's what I'm most grateful for. 36, where do you go for fresh inspiration? I like reading. If I need professional motivation, inspiration, I like to read things. I like to check out things online or read books. I like to have conversations with people, whether it be about, whether it be about work, professional things. I love having chats about football. I think personally, how do I get motivation for things? It's very intrinsic. I would maybe watch a YouTube video or listen to a podcast and say, oh, that's a good idea, let's try that. Where sometimes I could probably be a bit better at finding out from people and trying to get motivation from what other people do. Like, for example, I've watched Hardest Geezer run across Africa for the last year on YouTube and on Twitter and stuff, and that's given me massive motivation to just crack on, really. Yeah, I find it's just mind-blowing, the achievement he's done. 37, have you ever experienced deja vu? I do sometimes. I find I'd be sat there and all of a sudden I'd get the thought, have I felt this before? And then the next thing happens, but I couldn't predict what's been said, but I could sit there and go, I think this something's going to happen now. And then that something happens. I can't really just describe it. I basically just describe what deja vu is. But yeah, I think I have, a few times, Last question on here. 38 questions I've got through in 33 minutes. What is something that gives you hope? Something that gives me hope is the idea that there is more for me in the world, both professionally. There is a long way to go, and that gives me hope that I can progress where I want to progress to. Personally, what gives me hope is seeing my friends doing things and doing well for themselves. Like, two of my good friends from home recently got engaged. That's given me a bit of hope. Congrats, Harry and Anas. Can't wait for the wedding. I think that those sort of things give me hope, where you just see the sort of the positives happening in people around you's lives. That's something that keeps me ticking, keeps me kicking forwards, because I think one day that might happen to me. In a lot of ways, definitely, but yeah, we're 35 minutes in, so I'm going to call it there. I hope you learnt a little bit about me. I quite enjoyed that, actually. Hope you had your own way answers to those questions. If you did, please feel free to share them with me, because I'd love to see where you compare and contrast. And if you certainly think like I do, or if you think completely differently, I'm interested to see. But I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to try and just get the mic on and just start spitting into the mic for a bit, just to get myself back into the flow of things. But yeah, I'm gonna leave you for now. So thank you for listening. This has been Not Another Podcast. I'm Billy. I think we'll call this episode something like Honesty Hour. I think that's a nice easy one. Honesty Half Hour. But thank you for listening, and I'll catch you later.